Lance Metal, Paul DeTino here with you on Giants.com. It is time for the latest mailbag as we answer your questions. All right, Paul, here we go. Question number one. It comes from Ian in Midwood. He asks, what was the best facet of the Giants' defensive performance on Sunday night?
Well, I think you got to go twofold. One is that the Cowboys only took two snaps on the Giants side of the 50 in the second half of the game. So I think tilting the field, and that, of course, comes in conjunction with special teams, was a huge reason why the Giants were able to win that game with the comeback in the second half. I also think, to be honest with you, the three takeaways were pretty darn huge as well.
And I would add the fact that the back end of the defense did a phenomenal job not allowing Dak Prescott to take many chances down the field. They limited specifically Dez Bryant, who had one catch, Jason Witten in just four for just over 20 yards. All right, question number two, Reginald in Haiti. Why was the Giants' rush defense so much better in the second half against Dallas?
Well, I think, really, when you look at Ezekiel Elliott, a number of his runs, and by the way, he didn't have any 20-plus yarders, which he's been known to do during this rookie season that he's had, they were able to cut him away from getting to the outside. He bounces it out a lot, and he was able to do that for a number of 10, 12, 13-yard runs in the first half. Second half, that didn't happen. They swarmed to the ball, very solid in fundamental tackling. Not many missed tackles in this game, so he wasn't able to do much when the Giants got it going.
Yeah, Elliott wasn't able to shed many tackles, as you just alluded to, Paul, and the numbers tell it all. How about this? He had 15 carries for 86 yards in the first half. Mm-hmm. Second half, 9 carries for just 21 yards.
Yeah.
Giants rush defense certainly shored up in the second half. All right, that'll wrap up the latest edition of the Giants Mailbag. For Paul DeTino, I'm Lance Meadow.